Yeah, that's right. We're in Shannon on Wednesday and Thursday this week. As you know, as your listeners will probably know at this stage, we can only hold blood for 21 days. And in the case of infant blood, blood for newly born children, we can only hold that for 5 days. So we have a constant demand for fresh blood. So therefore, when we have a bank holiday weekend coming up such as this, it severely impacts our operation because it reduces by a day the amount of blood we collect. And at the best of times, our blood supplies are... we just have enough to cover ourselves the best of times. So, for instance, just looking at this morning's reports, at the moment we have, for O negative, for instance, we have only 3.1 days supply in the country. O positive, we have 4.3 days. So we need to constantly be collecting. And therefore, when we have a bank holiday weekend, it poses challenges to us that the number of clinics are reduced. So therefore, what I'm asking is those who have been contacted about the clinic in Shannon on Wednesday and Thursday, at the might reply and make a booking by phoning 1-800-222-111, and new donors are also welcome there. So that's 1-800-222-111, new donors welcome for Shannon Wednesday and Thursday.
Alex, in particular, what blood stocks are most sought after? I know type O blood is usually considered as the universal blood.
It is, yeah. Well, firstly, we need all types of blood, and we always need all types of blood. But there's a particular thing around type O negative. O negative is very unusual blood in the fact that you can give it to anybody. So therefore, if you're brought into hospital in the middle of the night and there's no time to test your blood and you don't know your blood type, you can get type O negative, and it'll see yours of that, that issue. And the problem is that only a very small percentage of the country have O negative, so we're constantly looking for that. But to answer your question, we need all types of blood.
And I suppose just to finish that, Alex, who can and who can't donate blood?
Well, most people can give blood most of the time between the age of 18 and 65. Now, some things will rule you out for certain times. For instance, if you've had a tattoo, you can't give blood for 4 months. Or you've had certain medical procedures, you might be not able to give blood for a while. And of course, people who have had certain conditions are permanently unable to give blood. So for instance, if you've had cancer or a heart operation, you can't give blood. But to answer your question, most people can give blood most of the time, although sometimes they might be ruled out for very short periods.